Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show tonight, I wanted to take a quick moment to urge folks to check out patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. The web address you see on your screen right now is the same link in the description of the video, which will take you on your first step of what will likely be the most important aspect of your journey to reconsider your financial allegiances as a true patriot. Folks, we live in a matrix that forces us to turn our hard-earned money over to purchase the products that we need to support our lifestyles and to support our families and their needs to companies that actively fund operations designed to depopulate, which means to kill us off. Patriot Switch offers an opportunity for people who actually care about defunding evil to do their part. And I know that my audience falls squarely and directly into that category, while at the same time experiencing the best products out there for all of your household and your personal needs. Folks, Patriot Switch came to me with this concept, and I immediately recognized how important it was to get on board and what a unique opportunity this really is. So I hope everybody out there in the audience feels the same way. I certainly know that all of the patriots who listen to my show who have already made the switch, a vast majority of them have reached out to me and personally thanked me and my team for setting them up on this journey. This is the type of decision that should be a no-brainer for everybody out there in the audience. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. We need to do this together, folks, to affect the type of change that we've been fighting so hard to achieve and to pioneer the world that we wish to live in. It's incumbent upon us to take the initiative and to reallocate our financial resources away from the enemy and into causes supported by companies that value the same things that we do. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is January 1st, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So I hope all of you folks had a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful New Year, and that you're spending your time today bracing yourselves for the next chapters in this epic, which is the liberation of humanity from the clutches of evil and discovering our true identity as manifestations of our Creator. So I'm going to provide a situation update tonight, and I thought we could begin by analyzing the developing conflict stemming from Ukraine and the implications of what most are expecting to commence at really any moment now, which is the Russian winter offensive. Now, over the past several days, I've been reporting on the Russian troop buildup along the Ukrainian border. And the most up-to-date estimates are that the Russians have amassed a 1.5 million man strong fighting force on the border regions with Ukraine that could literally take out all of Europe, especially given how dramatically reduced the military capabilities are of NATO amongst the NATO countries who have been backing Zelensky in a failed effort. Meanwhile, Putin is meeting with Belarusian, Turkish and Syrian leaders, along with all the other leaders of the allied BRICS nations, to finalize strategy and coordination before this assault begins. So it is a certainty that the conflict in Eastern Europe is going to massively escalate in the weeks ahead. Zelensky, knowing this, and therefore in desperation, as we know, is doing all he can to provoke NATO to directly enter the war. Despite the fact, like I mentioned a moment ago, that many NATO nations are already running dangerously low on munitions due to supporting the first phase of Russia's incursion into what is really historically part of their territory. And I do believe that part of the alliance strategy in the first phase of the war was to do exactly that, to prompt the West to expend their resources prematurely before the major offensive began. Russia knew that the cabal would dump resources into the region at the same time as all of their revenue streams were drying up. And we can now see that their plan has worked to perfection from a military strategic standpoint. And meanwhile, despite their desperation, Ukraine has rebuffed any efforts at diplomacy, including a recent overture from Belarus, which has been coordinating with Russia to prepare to enter this conflict on multiple different fronts, specifically Ukraine itself and Poland, which will undoubtedly get involved kinetically before long as the war expands to involve all of Eastern Europe and eventually will spill into Western Europe as well. And during this process, like I've discussed, we will very likely see many military coups take place, as it becomes increasingly obvious that this is a losing battle against the Russian bear and their allies. In fact, I do believe that although the coups may appear spontaneous and organic, that they're anything but. Rather, they've been planned for quite some time as a key element of the plan, or pantomime, as you hear me often say. You have to remember, folks, that this plan is well over a century old at this point, and it's been evolving with the passage of time and the introduction of new technology, which has altered the types of engagement possible on both the kinetic and digital battlefields. Howard Hughes, and I've talked about this in the past, began to develop this plan, the Q operation as we know it today, as a result of his inability to win defense contracts, despite massively undercutting the competition. And so, famously, he began an investigation. And his method was to turn his girlfriends, of which he had many, into honeypots to discover the cabal hierarchy. And when one of them came back with a video of a satanic child sacrifice ritual involving major elites in the world at that time, it prompted Hughes to go into hiding. So he discovered this, and he famously became a recluse. And there were many cover stories given, but the truth was is that he was so shaken by what he had discovered that he decided to dedicate the rest of his life to initiating what we now know as the Q plan to save humanity. We are now living through the final stages of what was initiated way back when. And so what happened, of course, was Howard Hughes contacted Nikola Tesla, Van de Graaff, and also John Trump to develop this plan to wage war and liberate the entire world from the clutches of this matrix. And in terms of leadership, the public face of the operation to remove the cabal has experienced setbacks along the way. Certainly when Kennedy was assassinated, and also reportedly there was a plane crash, which Gene Decode has talked about in the past, that killed a whole bunch of Q generals. That was a major setback for the alliance. Also, many people believe that Ronald Reagan had attempted to go much farther, but was held in check by his attempted assassination and an enemy running mate who was the same individual who quarterbacked the assassination of John F. Kennedy. So this plan, which started as a 3-inch binder, has developed into several volumes over the years. As both world wars unfolded, and the planet took shape under MKUltra programming, that was when the cabal was able to implement on a worldwide scale their expanding influence over all areas of society, particularly banking, which I'll comment on in a little bit more detail later on in the show. But not only that, it was a quest to control information through the mass Mockingbird media, the system that they created to keep the public in a perpetual state of fear and ignorance. And by the way, on the topic of MKUltra, before we return to Russia and Ukraine, it's important for folks to understand that human beings are biological carbon-based computers. The cabal figured out that the brain is the motherboard and the cell walls are the computer microchips. And so they sought to manipulate us. The difference between the human computer and the traditional computer is that the latter is silicon-based, while the former, us, the human computer, are carbon-based. And as a result of being carbon-based, we can be hacked. The cabal figured this out. Our system can be hacked with repetitive extreme trauma, with repetitive extreme exposure to fear and suggestions to the subconscious mind. When the body and the subconscious mind are exhausted, the entire system functions differently, especially when you add sleep deprivation to that recipe. And so during these extreme conditions, the human mind can actually be fractured into multiple different, what they call alters, that can be triggered into dominance or recession with specific words. And the program itself was expanded and was implemented to control the mass consciousness via the mainstream media, using trauma-based conditioning stemming from false flag events that they carried out to that end. It's also worth noting here that human beings are hackable through genetic engineering, another discovery that they made, most likely as a result of their non-terrestrial allies, that human beings can be genetically hybridized with any living organism, or really computer system. Genetically engineered nano-silicone-based microchips can now be linked and integrated into carbon-based brain motherboard cell wall microchips for total control of human beings. And that's what the COVID-19 transhumanist bioweapon is all about, an experimental attempt to enslave and control the entire human race. And these types of digressions in our analysis are important because they help us to connect the dots and to remember that the geopolitical events unfolding on the surface carry a far greater significance in terms of dismantling the actual power hierarchy beneath the surface. And indeed, this will require an overtly shocking event to achieve. But more about that in just a bit. Now, getting back to the war in Eastern Europe, Belarus has released public statements documenting the repeated provocations of the Ukrainian military, including a recent missile that landed there, and they've warned that they're fully capable of repelling any invading force with the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which they were given by Russia and trained to use independently. So the stage is being set for a dramatically larger conflict, as Russia has positioned military assets all over the western portion of Russia and in many of the Baltic states. But it's crucial to understand that as the war expands, that the objectives go far beyond what is apparent on the surface, as I was hinting at a moment ago. And as you've heard me emphasize recently, the underground war rages on. The Alliance is continuing to discover more dumps and more tunnels that need to be cleared out, including a wide expanse of bunkers underneath the Baltic states and the Baltic Ocean itself. And this is one of the several areas, including Taiwan, South Africa, and of course, Khazaria itself, also known as the Ukraine, where not only are they discovering more facilities and more victims of satanic ritual abuse and all manners of depravity, but also they're encountering all forms of demonic evil, as these negative agenda aliens have emerged on the surface to battle for their survival as their underground resources continue to dry up. And this, of course, is due to the accomplished objectives of the first phase of this war, as well as the actions taken by Trump in the early days of his first term, in the form of executive orders to target the cabal revenue streams, all of which remain active, by the way. And we know that the real Biden would have gotten rid of them on day one, not renew them several times. So what you're going to see, as the nations who still have underground assets that they're unwilling to surrender, they're going to join the war effort against Russia, particularly in the Baltic and Nordic states, but also, generally speaking, all throughout the world. They have been and will continue to align themselves against Russia and all of their gold-backed nation-state allies, which are the BRICS nations. And conversely, the nations that align with Russia and China are the ones that have already capitulated to the alliance. So these holdout governments will be taken down in the process of the expansion of the war, which by the end will serve the purpose of exposing all of what remains of the enemy on the surface, while simultaneously using the water supply to continue to flush out the tunnels as they're systematically liberated by the White Hats. So we're approaching the final phases of this geopolitical realignment that's leading up to the main event. Only a few more moves remain available to the enemy, all of which are known to the alliance and thus expected. And in terms of energy, Russia's decision to not allow any oil and gas sales to nations who have introduced price caps, as many NATO nations have done from February 1st through the summer of 2023, that gives you a really good indication of where this is all headed. As the winter offensive begins and the energy crisis worsens in the West, Russian energy is being maneuvered into an effective weapon to force the full capitulation of the cabal. Putin has made world-changing alliances with several countries, with Turkey, with Saudi Arabia, with China, and all of these are designed specifically not just as military alliances, but also economic alliances to insulate these gold-backed currency nation-states from the collapse of the fiat economy. And this is really a part of a larger strategy to push the petrodollar to a breaking point, while at the same time expose all of their illegal revenue-generating activities all over the world. Putin has also ensured Russia's energy dominance at the same time by exercising the option to control the nature of energy transactions that virtually all of Europe is dependent on, with that very same gold-backed currency, which really is the rollout of Jisara in plain sight, as I've explained in the past. And we also have to remember that China has recently struck a deal with Saudi Arabia to be their primary customer for oil and gas, which shifts the balance of power in the world dramatically. Folks will remember that Trump made his first foreign trip to Saudi Arabia in order to flip the leadership within the country, and reportedly was crowned king in the process. We've all seen the famous sword ceremony. But the public face of the leadership in Saudi Arabia became bin Salman, who has been an amazingly important asset and ally for the White Hats. And by the way, this was a strategic move to isolate the city of London. And this was very effective given the strategic hub of Saudi Arabia being involved not only as an energy production giant, but also serving as a hotbed of evil for the cabal's revenue streams. So all of the signs of a geopolitical military realignment and buildup to overt confrontation continue to be displayed for all the world to see. And it's very interesting to note as well that China and Russia have been coordinating in their efforts to identify enemy submarines, which have historically carried out many false flag attacks, including the one on the Pentagon on 9/11, which we all know was a missile launched from a submarine, not a plane striking the structure. So it seems very clear to me that the alliance between China and Russia, which also includes American White Hats, of course, are stepping up their efforts to identify any submarines that would carry out a false flag attack. And as I've discussed on many occasions, there have been P-8 Poseidon sub-Hunter aircraft in and around Mar-a-Lago 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for months. So obviously, there is a very real threat that the alliance is actively trying to identify in order to mitigate any casualties stemming from the deep state's final attempts to shift the narrative and to create enough chaos to escape justice. The good news, however, is that the playbook is known, and that the White Hats are in a position to prevent the scope of the mass casualty events being planned by the enemy. That doesn't mean that the threat isn't very real, because it is. But I do believe from the research that I've done and the sources of information that I've communicated with behind the scenes that the likelihood of a mass casualty event is far more likely to be simulated as opposed to actually being carried out because of White Hat control and knowledge of the enemy's tactics. And I include the recently introduced and massively unpopular possibility of a second plandemic in that contention. And by the way, none of what I'm suggesting should imply that whatever cards the enemy decides to play will not present actual threats, and that people will not die in the process. Rather, this is to underscore my belief that the Alliance has drastically reduced the Cabal's ability to carry out effective false flag operations, and that they're not going to allow the release or deployment of any type of weapon that would present a true existential threat to humanity. It's my belief that we passed that critical stage more than 2 years ago, and what we're living through now is that very simulation. And certainly while all of this is going on, underground tunnels and dumps are continuing to be destroyed on both coasts within the United States and Canada, the Caribbean islands, as well as the Andes Mountains, Chile, Peru, and many other locations across the world, including, of course, Taiwan, which is where we're expecting public announcement of a Chinese incursion that I'm told has already begun covertly and will ramp up at some point during Russia's winter offensive. Now, we all know that a major financial meltdown is looming. And I think it's very important for folks to understand the connection between this coming winter offensive and the financial collapse that will accompany. All of these operations are being designed to destroy the fiat economy. And as these military operations escalate, the financial crisis here in the West is going to also escalate, which is all by design. All of these geopolitical events are interconnected, and they're being timed and tailored specifically to destroy the remnants of the debt prison matrix while awakening the conscience of the masses. And of course, that requires a painful process of bottoming out financially and the fear associated with people losing their sense of security. But I also happen to believe that that very triggering event will also have the desirable effect of waking people up, because apparently all of this information which has come out thus far, for example, the Balenciaga scandal, which exposed the abuse and exploitation of children, sadly hasn't been enough to jar the conscience of a critical mass of people to where it needs to be. Progress is being made, especially with the Twitter files, but it seems clear that most people who aren't awake right now will require their own lives to break down in the sense that their own security is threatened before they find the will to change. It's like Q tells us, it's only at the precipice of destruction where that will is to be found. But I guarantee you that once folks lose their sense of security, even in a simulation, their programming will be effectively broken, and it's already begun. The pump has already been primed. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be instantly awake, but it certainly does mean that they're going to be open-minded in a way that they've never been before. This is the type of scenario that will force people to pay attention, to confront and eventually acknowledge and accept the truth, because their illusion of reality is going to be entirely derailed, and thus they will no longer be able to shield themselves like children from the truth. But you see, the good news is that we understand this controlled demolition. Not only in the sense that it has to happen for various different reasons, but in terms of what it represents and what it will pave the way for, which is an entirely new economic system that will liberate humanity. But it's not going to come without a very painful birthing process, or as Brad Olson described it, a dark night of the soul before the light shines through. And that's one of the many advantages of being awake right now, folks. One of the many blessings, the fact that we know the end game, despite all the fear, doubt, insecurity, and uncertainty that will be facing the world in the weeks and months to come, we are in an entirely different spiritual place. And this is exactly what has prepared us for the role that God intends us to fill. Once a vacuum has been created to fill the void of evil and deception with love and truth. And on the other side of this storm, folks, what we're going to see is an entirely new gold-backed system emerge in the West, in the same way that it's emerging in the East with Russia and China. And that system will be integrated worldwide. The truth is that it's already been done behind the scenes. But this is going to be made public, an interconnected system that will remove the shackles of debt slavery so that humanity can finally achieve what we were created as manifestations of God to achieve. Our ascension process is directly linked to our debt slavery because it keeps us living in constant fear and never with enough time to contemplate and to grow into our true spiritual nature and discover our true power. But once we get to the other side of this storm, the world is not going to look anything like it does now. All of us are so used to this unipolar structure that dominates the world, masquerading, of course, as different nation states. But in reality, it's just the hidden hand of the cabal. But once they've been completely eliminated, once the mainstream media has been taken down, we're going to see the emergence of a true multipolar world, of nation states working together in goodwill and in harmony to achieve the highest ideals of mankind, a true golden age. And the integrity of that system will be ensured by quantum technology, which will make it effectively impossible for evil to encroach on the economic system of the future, and to once again use financial tools as tools of enslavement for humanity. Because the QFS can detect and operate within the bounds of certain frequency ranges, which can never be obscured. And of course, Starlink will power this new infrastructure as well as release healing frequencies through the energy grid itself, not to mention home appliances and all of our personal devices to come in the near future. So the cabal knows all of this. They know the end game. And all they can do is to delay it by using the revenue that they have left. And they still have, from what I'm told, trillions to play with. But nevertheless, this is a losing battle because, of course, just in terms of finances, they're not getting any more cash infusions. All of their illicit operations are being systematically shut down. And so they know their time is limited. And in another sign of panic and desperation over what's to come, Zelensky just signed into law government authority to regulate news media in the country. The New York Times actually came out with a report on this. They wrote, quote, "The media regulation bill expands the authority of Ukraine's state broadcasting regulator, the National Council of Television and Radio Broadcasting, to cover the online and print news media. It gives the regulator the power to fine media outlets, revoke their licenses, temporarily block certain online media outlets without a court order, and request that social media platforms and search giants like Google remove content that violates the law." End quote. So this is a clear indication that the winter offensive is on, and the cabal is maneuvering to attempt to control the narrative and the flow of information as Russia moves in to fully occupy the territory. Further, it's also a key indicator that they're going to attempt to control the narrative with false flag attempts to make it appear that Russia is committing war crimes that they themselves are carrying out. The war over information to control public perception is what's really happening behind the scenes as this continues to rage on. There are multiple different levels to this, multiple different objectives. But the cabal knows that using their dwindling power to shift the course of world events through narrative manipulation is their only hope at escaping justice. But they're not going to be successful. We've discovered who all the players are. Through the past couple of years, the White Hats have exposed where all the tentacles lead. And all roads seem to lead to Switzerland in terms of the holdouts of the remaining enemy power structure. And not only that, they've been using CERN, and specifically the Large Hadron Collider, to create a portal to escape justice and a war for which they already know the outcome has been determined. And their entire money laundering system is also crashing down at this very moment in spectacular fashion, and it's only going to get more pronounced and obvious and intense and accelerated in the weeks to come. We already know that Sam Bankman-Fried had 4 White House meetings in 2022. This is, of course, all part of the pantomime, but it's being reported that as recently as September 8th, he was meeting with the Biden administration at the White House. Of course, we know that fake Biden has never been in the actual White House. This is all being shot on movie sets. But nevertheless, this is pretty telling information. And by the way, the photos of Sam Bankman-Fried make you wonder if it was even the same individual who was arrested, given how much weight he appeared to lose in the short time that he spent in jail. So we're going to have to see how this plays out, but I guarantee you folks that Binance is going to come down. All of the major crypto exchanges are going to collapse in the months to come. There will be some digital assets that remain. Don't get me wrong. I've talked about XRP in the past as being one that indeed has some aspects to it that are going to be very positive and very helpful with implementing the new quantum financial system. But a vast majority of these cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin, are going to crash and burn and go away. Meanwhile, we've got General Flynn, who recently came out and provided intel on coordinated censorship and the real collusion between public and private sectors. And based on an investigation, he outlined 7 bottom line figures summarizing the scope of censorship carried out by the Department of Homeland Security and their speech control partners in the private sector. And here's some of the information that came out. 22 million tweets were labeled as misinformation on Twitter. 859 million tweets collected in databases for, quote, misinformation analysis. 120 analysts monitoring social media misinformation in up to 20-hour shifts. Yeah, they're working around the clock. 15 tech platforms monitored for misinformation, often in real time. Less than 1 hour average response time between government partners and tech platforms. Well, yeah, that shows you the collusion. Dozens of misinformation narratives targeted for platform-wide throttling. And hundreds of millions of individual Facebook posts, YouTube videos, TikToks, tweets, all impacted due to this misinformation terms of service policy that changed as the result of Department of Homeland Security partnering with tech companies who never would have done this without direct pressure from the government. So in short, CISA, which is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, outsourced censorship to a web of like-minded private sector and civil society partners to circumvent the First Amendment. And right alongside this disclosure is the truth about COVID that's coming out with increasing specificity. Recently, we saw a major Irish newspaper with the headline, "Pfizer knew their vaccine would kill." And we see the Daily Mail and other major publications openly writing stories about a second plandemic. Meanwhile, you've also got the Russian military briefing the world on their findings from the special military operation in Ukraine. And they're very frustrated because there's been no significant progress on the diplomatic front, and therefore, the military has decided they're going to start naming names, and they've done that. They've already come out and revealed that COVID-19 was a bioweapon. And this timing is conveniently paired with the soon-to-be-published Fauci and COVID-19 portion of the Twitter files. So all of this is mounting, and the deep state is panicking, which is why they're putting out all types of predictive programming trying to shift the narrative in their favor. That's why we just saw an article come out of the Sun in London talking about how artificial intelligence has made the prediction that there will be a nuclear strike on London and that the world is facing another great war and economic ruin in 2023, according to the predictions of none other than 16th century astrologer Nostradamus, who was Cabal. So all of this chaos that Nostradamus predicted for 2023 is about to unfold, only the ending will be entirely different. This is God's plan, not the Cabal's. And that is precisely the reason that we win in the end. 2023 will be a historic year, folks. Brace yourselves for things to get crazier than ever. But also at the same time, be mindful that all of the chaos and confusion means that the end draws near for the enemy. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, folks, please remember to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. You can also follow me on Truth Social and Telegram. There are links in the description. And speaking of links in the description, check out patriotunderground.shop. There are a whole bunch of really cool items on there, very conveniently priced. I have t-shirts, beer mugs, hoodies, stickers. Please check it out and pick up an item or two to support me financially. You can also do that by becoming a patron. And thank you to all of my patrons out there. And before I sign off today, folks, I just want to remind everybody to check patriotswitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey purchasing all of your household and personal items from a patriotic company that manufactures their top-notch, non-toxic products right here in the United States and has aligned themselves with the same values and same causes that all of us are fighting for. Remember that we are at war. Remember this is not over yet. And remember that we are the plan. And as I've talked about tonight, it's incumbent upon us to do our part to defund the cabal and dismantle their debt matrix prison. So let's band together, folks, and do this. More than 2 million Americans have already joined this effort. Hundreds of members of my audience, folks. Make the right decision. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.